Okay, today we're going to look at Oisiva Mitzvah, Potim and Mitzvah in terms of Kiryas Shema. Yesterday we spoke about Noshim and Ketanim, which are exempt, which are the prime examples of exemptions of Kiryas Shema. Women and children. We spoke about children, is a fascinating topic, how that develops and how that works. Very, very interesting. But now we're going to be talking about more generally, and that's the halacha. So that's Simon Ein Siv Dalet, Hoy Oisek, Betzoki Rabim. Somebody is busy with the public needs. Tzoki Rabim, public needs. He's busy doing something for public. Vigiazman Kiya Shema, and the time of Shema has arrived. Lo Yafsik is not allowed to interrupt. So he's busy doing something for the community, he's been doing something for a klal. Zman of Sosman Kiya Shema. It does not stop. Don't stop. You're busy for the community. Keep going. Ella, rather, yigmar is game. Continue the work, the business that you engage with. Vikra, and you should only read Shema afterwards. Imnisha is liko, as if it's still zman kia Shema. So now, surely you should not stop. Don't stop what you're doing. You're doing something important. You're looking after the community. Doing something for communal. Keep going. And if you miss Shema, you miss Shema. So that's of course very much in line with the rule of Oisek b'mitzvah potem litzen. That's what the Mishnah Brurah of Cotton Design mentions. Bottom line, steht da so, b'tzoki Rabbi Meira, it's talking about she'ein shom mi she'shtatle lehu v'lekach enu poisek. Of course, what happens if there's an alternative person that could do this? Say, what is he busy with? What is he doing? Let's say he's, what is he doing for the community? He's
Isn't it also dependent if what he's doing is the Rabbanon as opposed to the Raisa, and the Krishma is the Raisa?
No.
So if he's doing some mitzvah to Rabbanon, surely he should stop doing that and do the Raisa mitzvah.
Yeah, but if he's busy with the Tzoke Rabbim, what does that mean? If he's busy with the communal needs, in what category does that fit? Is that rabbinical, the Raisa, what is it? It's generic. You know, if you're looking after the community, that doesn't classify as the Reis of the Rabbonon. It's the rule of Oisek B'mitzvah, which overrides of Yekiyah Shema. Now, what happens though you're saying he's fixing the roof? Yeah, it's fixing.
The Eruv.
Okay, yeah. So the roof might also be a good example. Well, let's say he's doing. Yeah, now, and he's busy, and now it's Sosman Yekiyah Shema. Whatever he needs to, we said now you can keep going. Don't say Shema. Okay. Now what happens if he?
Another one. If somebody is doing someone's work in the kitchen, making sure they're not
tearing up the kitchen. Also perhaps, yeah, if it's a communal area, yeah. So what happens if there's somebody else that you can just get somebody else? Hey, Moshe, do you mind to come over and take over for 5 minutes? If there's an alternative person that could take over and sub him. Then what? So don't just say, "Oh no, I'm busy now. That's it. I forget about Shema." No. If you can find somebody else who takes that responsibility that you're so busy with, if you can find somebody else, then do that. So if you're looking after Eruv, great deed, great mitzvah. You're looking after Eruv, but if you can find somebody else, you might just check this over here. Just make sure that you can still see the. Then that's
but
fine.
You could also, Rabbi,
yep.
Surely you could also do it if you can do it either earlier or later. That would also
absolutely.
Be fine.
That's very correct. And it's pointed out as well. Yeah. Now, an interesting question, Rabbi Isai, is as follows. What happens if he is not looking after the ruchniestig needs of a community, but the financial needs of a community? So, I'll be an example for that. What's that?
He's doing a campaign.
Yeah. Okay, no, I'm trying to think that because that's not really looking after the funds. That's like getting in funds. That if he leaves the place, there's going to be damage. Won't be in a case for that. I'm trying to think of a case.
Security.
What's that? Security. Yeah, good. Security guy. That's right. Very good. Yeah. So he's a security. He's guarding and there is... And so we're not talking about danger. We're talking look at you know somebody. God is normally looking after the security of people. We're talking about financial. What would be a purely financial? protection.
Well, he's fixing the roof.
Fixing the roof.
But no, maybe not of the shul, of some stammer building.
It's got to be Tzoki Rabim. It's got to be
communal building.
Yeah, okay.
Secretary
so
of the shul?
Pardon?
Secretary of the shul?
Yeah, so the point is as follows. What if he's busy in the Tzoki Rabim, but the Tzoki Rabim that we're referring to is not the ruchnistige needs, but it's the financial needs. That if he leaves the place now, people are going to get, there's going to be a financial impact in the community. Even if he leaves for 5 minutes, there will be a financial impact. I'm not sure if it would be a good case for that.
Fix the door at the bottom here, at the spring.
Yeah.
The waste oxygen.
Yeah. So again, if he can find somebody else to do it, great. But what if he can't find anybody else to do it? But all the damage that is going to be, the impact is going to be financial damage, financial impact, as opposed to different kind of impact. Would you still say, Osibu Mitzvah, Potom Mitzvah? Would you still say, don't say Shema? Or because it's finance, then... Exactly, so that's what Mishnah Berurah says. And I'm reading out the words. Afilimo Oisek Rak Batzolos Mamon on top of page 208, even if he is looking after the financial needs of the community, it's still considered Oisek Mitzvah Potom Mitzvah. Yes, Stephen?
Yeah, because presumably if it's going to be a lost financial loss to the community, so then you say, then it's still a mitzvah.
Yeah, it is.
To mitigate a financial loss.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the community is going to have to pay presumably more money.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
He's,
yeah.
He's in a bit of a financial meeting.
Yeah, so if it's for his own benefit?
No, for the community.
Yeah, perhaps the same way. And if he leaves, that's right. If it's an important meeting, he's trying to do, he's got finally that meeting with the authorities or with the council or with something. And you know, if he leaves the meeting, the funding will not be approved and authorized. That's a good example.
He's got
an interest in and if that's right. But if he stays by the meeting, chances are that he'll be able to. Yeah. Yeah, even Biyochid. Yeah, no, that's a very big Kiddush. I'm not sure. It's called, why is that called Oisik Mitzvah? I'm not sure. Yeah, okay.
Is
see,
that Hashav's
Aveda? I don't know. It's interesting. See, if Hey Rabbi Sai, second line on page 208. What happens if a person is. Is Oisik Bachila, is busy eating. Oh, by the way, before that, I forgot to mention something in Sifkot and Chof and Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that he's exempt from Kiyas Shema, and if he's Oisik Betzel Kirabim. What about Itzias Mitzrayim? Does he still need to mention Itzias Mitzrayim on that day, or not?
He's got the whole day.
He's got the whole day, yeah. But would you say also Oisik B'Mitzah, Potom
B'Mitzah? If he doesn't have time.
Yeah, so the Mishnah Berurah says that if he misses Tosman Kiyas Shema, he must remember that he's still got a separate mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's important to remember that. We mentioned that sometime this week, that there's two mitzvahs. One is a mitzvah Kiyas Shema, which has a zman. Besides that, it's also a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. You've got to remember it's Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a different mitzvah. And therefore, even if a person misses the mitzvah of Kiyas Shema, he's still got a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay. How about, we continue? Oisik Ba'achila Seifei. What if a person is busy eating? Busy eating. What's busy eating? What is he doing? Yeah, he's busy eating. Oisik. What? He's busy eating. Oi, or Sheba Mechaz in the bathhouse. Remember, there was no plumbing. Bathhouse was for the whole... Was harder to get hold of. Sheba Mechaz. Oi, Sheba Oisik, but his progress. Oi, was having a haircut. Oi, Sheba Mechaz, but Oi, Rois. Oi, he's busy with the hides. So he's busy trying to make the fur, the hides. Or he was sitting in a din Torah. So these are all the scenarios. Eating, busy eating. It's based on the Mishnah Brachas, on Shabbos, yeah. The first peg.
How can
you
be busy in a din
Torah? By hearing.
No, but if it's only just started the Zman, and it was
because they've all said Shema before. They all said Shema besides him.
But it was night before that. So he couldn't be done in the night time.
It's always done in the night.
No, the Torah is by day. They've all said Shema, and he hasn't.
It's gone from day to night.
Okay, let's just see what the halacha is. La Rambam, according to the Rambam, Goyme v'achkach kori kriyas Shema. According to the Rambam, complete your task. So the haircut, the eating, the bathhouse. Complete your task. Finish it. V'achkach, and afterwards kori kriyas Shema. You say Shema afterwards. So don't worry. You're having a haircut? Okay, enjoy. You're having a din Torah? Okay, sit back, relax, enjoy.
This is before
Zman, yeah. This, okay, so it's yes. So he says, yeah, that's right. You're right, very good, mate, that's a good point. complete your task and say Shema afterwards. If you are concerned, if you're concerned you're going to miss Shema, v'posak v'korah is a meshubach. If you're concerned that you may miss kiyashma, sozman kiyashma, you should stop, and that's great, that's good, that's nice. That's a meshubach, that's praiseworthy. V'laram, v'larai, v'lakonu to the rai, disagrees. Mafsik, you must interrupt your task, and you must say korah, avu b'shiyeshuz likois. Even if you know there's going to be time to say Shema later, no, you stop and you say Shema. Why? Because we all know what we look like when we're eating. We all know that that's it. We're going to eat, we might miss Shema. We all know what it's like to be a haircut, bathhouse. No. You stop now and you say Shema.
Should it be anything
to do with that? No, that's a different halacha. Here we're not concerned about that. So here we've got a machloikas. So the mice, we've got a machloikas as to whether one should interrupt or not. What's the concern? The Mishnah Berurah of Kohen Chofei says the concern is Gzeirah Shema Yimoshech Poem V'Yavoz Zman Kriyat Shema. Yeah.
Because these are things that take time.
Yeah, they take time. And it's quite people get quite busy with it.
Apart from Din Torah, perhaps. Aren't there things, Devarim Shabarosh,
what do you mean?
They're not a mitzvah. Going to the bathhouse, having a haircut, that's not a mitzvah. Eating. We're not talking about Sudas mitzvah, are we? We're talking about eating. So why should that override Shema?
Because we are not sure he's going to miss Shema. It's all about the gzeir of Shema Yimoshach.
You can't say he's Oseh B'mitzvah.
No, he's not. It doesn't go within the halachas of Oseh B'mitzvah.
You mean can he still be doing these things even though he probably
correct
has time?
Yeah, he might or may not have time. Okay, we are ready for Simon Ein Alef, gentlemen. Ovel v'oskim. Yes. So the Mishnah Berurah says with Paskin, if you look in Sivkot and Chof Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says that we differentiate between the Ras and the Abonon. It says Mishnah Berurah in Sefer Wide Line. Well, Rav Mafsik. As Kamas Rav Achronim, the Kimat Kulam, the Ikat Tola Bemilsa the Raisa, Bishchel Beto Veisa. It depends as to whether you start when the Raisa Matik. It depends if you start the Beto Veisa. So. With excluding the achila, all the other tasks. If he started really, really early, he doesn't have to, before Amud HaShachar, he doesn't have to stop. If there is going to be time, they'll be able to say Shema and Davin. He came along, the command Simon pay test, the Lord goes to Samuch HaShachis. So it depends all if he started Beheta Be'issa, was it before Amud HaShachar that he started or after that? If he started with the Heta, then it's fine. However, the Mishnah continues, but if he started after Amud HaShachar, so there was already an obligation on him to say Shema, the Hizchel Be'issa, he started all those tasks. Be'issa, that's probably what you're referring to. You don't have to have a haircut before Shema in the morning. You don't have to go to a Din Torah before Shema in the morning. So Posek, you should stop. The Kiyah Shema is a deraisa, he should stop now. And then he should say Shema afterwards. Pardon? So that wouldn't happen normally if you go to a person. You're saying that, what are you saying?
Saying if you're doing something, and the Shabbat's
These are probably not relevant on Shabbos. Oisik Bachila, Oisik Bamechetz. These are examples indeed, but they're all examples of things that a person gets very busy and he may forget to say Shema, Shema Yimoshech. So, very light activities that a person is not so busy with, the Chashash wouldn't apply. Siv Ein Aleph, Oven Vaoiskim Bameis Pturim Mekriya Shema. So, this is Cholila talking about Baminon and Oveil. So the halachas as follows: Mishe meis loy meis, somebody nebuch has somebody close in his family who is nifta. Shuchayv lis abedolav is obligated to be in. He's an oveil. Afilo in emut lalav lekavu. Even if it's not his responsibility to bury him, potum kiyashema mitfile is exempt from kiyashema mitfile. So Rabbi said, is a halacha of somebody that just had somebody very close, a close relative who was nifta, is exempt from kiyashema. Afilo even. If he wants to be stringent on himself, and to recite Shema, despite the fact that he's exempt, he's not allowed to say Shema. He's not allowed to say Shema. Why? Because he just had a close relative who died. Why is that? What? Pardon? Yes, indeed. Very good. Mishnah Berurah Katan Aleph. Shu'ushim sheva koivim ava aim, father, mother, ben uvas, son or daughter, ach, brother, v'ochay, sister, v'ishto, and his wife. So we have over here an obligation that since he's the closest relative, he has to look after the nefter, and he's in and he's the closest relative is the next of he has to ensure, and therefore he's exempt from kriyas shema. What happens if there is somebody that is able to arrange for the logistics, for the technical aspects of the burial? What happens if there's somebody there that is able to? There's always somebody there, no?
In burial society.
Pardon? And do they? There's always somebody there, right? There's always somebody actually there who made actually that phone call, right?
Yeah.
Right. Does it ever happen that nobody made that? Probably not.
You can't arrange it.
Right.
What about this thing, cases you hear, but if mama's got no relatives at all, no known relatives?
Someone has to step in.
Right. So there you go. So if there is, so what happens if somebody says, hey, why do I need to be exempt? Why do I need to get busy with the kvura? I don't need to. You know, I can say Shema, no problem. I've called up the very capable office who's going to deal with all technicalities, all logistics sorted. I can say Shema. Can he do that? Yes or no? He wants to be stringent to say Shema. You know, all you need to do is call 020. Yeah? As you can guess, the Ein Moichim Biyodah, then he's got a point. Yeah, you've got a point. The only reason why he's exempt from saying Shema is because it's on you, it's on this person now to, his responsibility to ensure there's a kvuah, proper practice in place. So, what's the point you're making? It's an application of Oisik B'mitzvah. Yeah, it is. It's just perhaps a little bit different because an Oinein really not only that doesn't have to say Shema, but actually becomes he's not allowed to. So there's that aspect as well. But yes, it goes. It all is in the world Oisik B'mitzvah.
Well, the thing, an Oinein is the only one that's actually got the mitzvah buried.
The mitzvah is on everybody really, but there's one person who takes that responsibility. So that person now says, okay, if the other people say that I don't have to physically see to it, I can say Shema. So Shulchan Aruch says, if he's machmir on himself, ein moich biyodo, we don't protest against it.
So it doesn't go on the grave.
Pardon? They're all really exempt. They are exempt. But if a person wants to be stringent and say Shema, then Ein Moichim Biyodoi. So it doesn't sound like it. Yeah, you're right. It sounds like Ein Moichim Biyodoi. It sounds like it's not really what you're meant to do. If you look at Mishnah Berurah, it says, he says the svar over here, inami the mayor b'chol gav she'asum ipnei kvoidu shel meis. It's also not respectful for the meis. Shelo yoyimru meis ze kalu be'einoi. People should say, hey, he doesn't care about this nifta. Look, he's busy saying Shema. Ve'ein chored al misos, he doesn't care about the death of that person. So he's busy saying Shema, busy davening. So there's a certain aspect of disrespect. One second, let me just finish Mishnah Berurah. V'deus das mechaba, and that's why it says, "Omesh goes achkech ein moichin." The mekol makom ein anichonim limchos mishnah agafach zeh. Tishal mizvachach sheishto mishishtal b'shulim tzoki kvura. Is that it's not respectful? It's not respectful. Once he's really potter from saying Shema, it's you can say, ah, I've got time. Other people are busy with it. I've got time. Still, it's not respectful because it shows that the death of that person is a bit light. It's a bit not choshev to a person. So therefore, a person should take not say Shema.
Isn't it same as when you go to Keva, to a burial place, you shouldn't have your sitzis out because you're sort of showing off
like
buried, that they can't do the mitzvahs anymore and you can do it. Same sort of thing?
Not really. It's an interesting comparison, but that's not really. It doesn't come from Loig Lerosh over here. Loig Lerosh is only something which you do right in front of the Nifter. Loig Lerosh is not a concept which is applied further away. And this halach over here even applies when a person is not near the Nifter.
If you're visiting the grave or the burial of a parent, for example, you're right in front of them, so to speak.
Yeah, and therefore Loig Lerosh would apply. Correct. One has to make sure the tzitzis are in. Yeah. Okay, gentlemen, that's it for this evening. I wish you a very, very good Shabbos.